I roll my eyes and get up. Maybe I'd better go see what's up. Good luck with that, Gary says gleefully. By the time I get to the office, Kara's already back in class. Patty, the secretary, leans forward over the counter and reports in a low voice. Ms. Darrow just brought her here so she could talk to Principal Bluestone. First days can be awful for anyone. On the way home, Kara doesn't say much. I remember what Gary said about her not wanting to read, and I wonder, with all the moving around, if she's having trouble keeping up. But you can't just go and ask someone that. Did Ms. Darrow give out a lot of homework today? I ask. Kara shrugs. Kind of. I have to read a social studies chapter and do a worksheet and read 20 pages in this novel. I don't know why I'm starting to make Kara my worry. Living with Donnie is quite enough, thank you. He must have run home today because when we arrive, he's already on the porch, pitching water balloons at us. One of them breaks all over my backpack. I bite back a retort. I'm so mad at my little cousin, I start marching right at him. Kara, however, squeals with laughter and, snatching an unbroken balloon from Donnie's stash, goes running after him. Not in the house, I scream. Donnie leads Kara into the kitchen, then out the back door and into the yard. I follow, only to find them both sopping wet. Kara's holding Donnie around the waist and tickling him.